several weeks ago, Governor Evers declared a state of emergency in Wisconsin because of the risk of wildfires. Let's give a listen to some radio traffic from the Wisconsin DNR related to a 200-acre fire in Juneau County last month.
Yeah, quite a bit of smoke. Not sure how big it is. You know where our patrol is.
After that, we're going to send South Patrol out of Adams right now.
Mesita 6-1, Black River. Rapid South Patrol's in Adams. He'll be taking off in a couple minutes.
Yeah, I don't know how many acres we got on fire. I want to guess 20, 30, 40 acres.
And going into this past weekend, the DNR considered the danger levels for fires to be high to very high in big parts of the state. Catherine Cooley is a wildfire prevention specialist with the Wisconsin DNR. Catherine, thanks for joining us today.
Appreciate being here, Rob. Thank you.
Well, Catherine, I know conditions can change pretty quickly in the state. Can you give us kind of a census of our risk of wildfire around Wisconsin right now?
So, you know, over the weekend, we did have some pretty elevated fire on Saturday. So we were at very high, and we had about 16 fires across the state and DNR protection areas. We did have a little reprieve yesterday and today with that light scattered rain. But the fire danger is still pretty elevated in the northern half, particularly in the sandy soils and the pine areas.
And I understand there's an extra concern this year, not necessarily because of the risk level in and of itself, but the additional risk it could put firefighters at during the COVID-19 outbreak. Can you talk about why we're being a little extra special careful this year?
Absolutely. You know, like everyone dealing with this pandemic, we had to take a very proactive approach. And we, you know, the fire program is very accustomed to dealing with crises. So we did not waste any time. We knew going into this at the end of March that we had to take some necessary steps to keep the public and our firefighters very safe. So we developed a wildfire response plan, and that took into account the suspension of burning permits as well as prescribed fires. And then in addition to that, you know, all the safety measures that our firefighters have to take when fighting fire and also dealing with the public.
Now, I know a lot of the national attention on wildfires is out west, the Californias and the Northwest, places like that. Can you talk about how much damage we can experience here in Wisconsin when it comes to wildfires?
You know, I think the first thing to recognize is the fact that Wisconsin does have a fire season. And typically when we see the activity out west, it's in the summer, in the late summer. And I think folks need to understand that fire season in Wisconsin is in the spring. So shortly after that snow cover disappears to when things green up. And what we're seeing this year in particular is because of these little bit cooler temps that we've had over the last couple days, the greening of vegetation, primarily in the northern part of the state, is a little bit slower right now. So we are anticipating a slightly longer fire season ahead.
What is the usual run of the fire season here in the state?
So we usually wrap up kind of our fire season with staffing, you know, heavy staffing, usually by Memorial Day. So, you know, with the anticipation, we had a call with our fire managers this morning and discussed the progression of green up. It looks like the southern portion of the state is greening very nicely, but we're seeing in some of those sandy soils and under the pine areas, the grasses are not greening as they normally are this time of year. So we're thinking that we will be staffing over Memorial Day weekend this year.
Talking to Catherine Cooley, wildfire prevention specialist with the Wisconsin DNR, talking about wildfire season in Wisconsin, which is now, and what the state and the public can do to help prevent wildfires. How do firefighters and agencies gear up this time of year, Catherine?
You know, I think it's with everything going on, especially I'll tie it back to COVID. You know, we are an all hands on deck. You know, we didn't know what the future was going to hold, and we had to be fire ready. We didn't know if we were going to be impacted staffing wise. And that's also in the fire department community as well and our partners. So we had to be able to kind of help each other. It is truly an all hands on deck. And as you can see, the fire danger, you know, changes from the southern part of the state to the north. So we like to pre-position equipment accordingly. And we also bring in contracted single engine air tankers. So we currently have 4 of those scattered in our high fire danger areas across the state. And in addition to the executive order that the governor put in place, we also have access to the Black Hawk helicopters, Army National Guard Black Hawk helicopters with bucket capability.
What is your message for members of the public to help prevent wildfires, you know, in general, but this year in particular?
You know, I was thinking about this, and an analogy I'd like to use is a lot of people like to burn their debris in the spring, which is the number one cause of wildfires in Wisconsin. So folks who are outside and we're all home, cleaning up our yards, and that's great. Get outside, enjoy those beautiful days, cleaning up your yard, but just hold off on burning those things. I was thinking in terms of it like haircuts. You know, a couple of us could probably use some haircuts right now. It's unsightly. Debris piles in the yard are probably unsightly, but, you know, we can live without burning those. And that's the reality of it. If folks could just kind of wait until things are a little bit safer, the fire danger subsides and things really green up, that would really help everybody.
So if there's that person listening at home, they've got that debris piled back there. They think, oh, I usually burn it this time of year. How long should they let that sit there for now?
So my recommendation is, you know, put a tarp over it. Wait till things really green up and are lush. And you can check our website for the current fire danger. We update it daily by 11 a.m. And check with your local fire officials. They're here to help. They can give you advice on what to do. And also just consider alternatives to burning. There are, you know, transfer sites available. You can leave it in the woods for wildlife to enjoy. So, you know, burning is not the only option.
And what is that website? Where could people find that to find that that map?
So go to the DNR homepage and search fire.
Pretty straightforward. Now, people are, I think, hoping and looking forward to traveling to different parts of the state, especially going up north where, as you said, the fire danger, it sounds like, lasts longer than the southern part of the state. Assuming they could travel in maybe a few weeks, what's your message to them about fire caution?
You know, I actually live in the northern part of the state, and we have seen a lot of activity up here already. And I think, you know, we do, you know, there is a little bit of that complacency that can come into play here because of the southern half is going to be a little more green and less of a risk. So as you come north, make sure you know what the fire danger is, know what the restrictions are, any permit requirements, use a lot of caution. You know, the DNR is not restricting small campfires for warming or cooking. So just make sure that, you know, you keep an eye on that fire danger, avoid burning on those really critical days, you know, when things get into that high, very high range, or especially extreme. And make sure that those fires are out because the fire danger can change very quickly from day to day. And it's important to make sure that any previous fires are put out so they don't rekindle.
Catherine, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
We've been talking to DNR wildfire prevention specialist Catherine Cooley. We talked to her today about peak wildfire season in Wisconsin, which is now, especially in the northern parts of the state, and what we can do to prevent additional fires. By the way, we've got a link to the map she was talking about showing the whole state and what the current level of fire danger is, updated daily, I think she said. You can find a link over at WPR.org/centraltime. And if you are being a little extra careful this year when it comes to fires because of the risk to firefighters because of COVID, or if you are someone who fights wildfires yourself, share your story with us. Email ideas@WPR.org.